Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, we're going to be joined by a gentleman who's got quite a resume. He's an automotive journalist. He's a broadcaster. He's an author, and he's certainly one of the nicest guys out there when it comes to being in the knowledge, in the know, and just in real life. He truly is a great guy. Matt Stone is going to be joining us here on the broadcast. Our telephone number is toll-free, as usual, from across North America, so please don't hesitate to reach out if you have a question for myself or for Matt. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or you can reach out via the email. It's bob@boblongradio.com. That's bob@boblongradio.com. Upcoming this week is the press days of the New York International Auto Show, and knock on wood, with God's help, we will be there, and we will be recording lots of interviews as the New York show is shaping up to be a big one for 2015. As usual, lots of important announcements and maybe a few surprises thrown in. We shall see. But in this hour of the broadcast, Matt Stone is our very special guest. So we go out to Southern California right now and welcome the man himself, esteemed broadcaster, author, broadcaster, and as I said at the top, all-around great guy, Matt Stone. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bob at boblongradio.com. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for joining us here on the show. You and I missed each other. I only spent a very brief time up at Amelia Island, but you were there for the entire celebration during Bill Warner's annual fest. And tell us a little bit about your thoughts about the 2015 rendition.
Well, indeed, Bob. I was there for several days of all the different things that go on, and if none of you have ever attended the Amelia Island Concourse, I would tell you it is absolutely one of the great car shows in all the world now, has an international reputation, and is just outstanding. A lot of fun takes place at a Ritz-Carlton on the beach in Amelia Island. No bad thing there. And a terrific variety of cars. I think one of the things that makes me love the show so much is that Bill Warner's reputation as a motorsports photographer and as an automobile racer means that about half the show or so is dedicated to motorsports. A lot of great, great racing cars of all kinds you will see at Amelia Island. So in addition to all the usual quote-unquote heavy classics and Duesenbergs and Rolls and Ferraris and everything else, you're going to see lots and lots of motorsport and racing car influence there. I think that's one of the things that truly makes Amelia Island very special.
You're absolutely right, Matt. There's no question about it that Bill puts his personal stamp on the show with the emphasis on motorsports. And this year was the 20th anniversary, and in celebration of that, he brought back the first racer that he honored at Amelia Island Concours number one for the 20th rendition, and that was Sir Stirling Moss. And not only was Sir Stirling Moss there, but a wide variety of his racing machines, including some that rarely make it out of the Mercedes-Benz Museum over in Germany.
Yeah, indeed. The show always has a motorsport honoree. And as you mentioned, the very first one 20 years ago was Sir Stirling Moss. And so was this one. They brought him back for the 20th anniversary as the honoree, and that's one of the great things about this show is all of the race car drivers, guys, teams, mechanics, and car builders that are there. So you can kind of be strolling the grass looking at cars, and you know, Danny Sullivan or Brian Redman walks by, and they're not, they've got no bodyguards or PR people protecting them from you or you from them, as you might put it. And these guys are just out walking around, and you can say hello and get your selfie and get your autograph, and all the racers are there, and it's a great deal of fun.
In addition to Bill's tribute to motorsports every year at Amelia, he also does a kind of a funky class, a fun class every year. I always look forward to this one. And for 2015, he did a class of vehicles called Cowboy Cars, and that certainly drew a lot of attention.
Well, indeed, Bob, he does, as you mentioned, at least one class every year that's something very special, very different, very funky that you just will not see anywhere else. And this year, as you mentioned, great cowboy cars, you know, cars that were customized for use and ownership by all the great cowboy actors and actresses and singing actors of days gone by, and you know, the ones with pistols for door handles and big giant heads of animals or horns all over them. And some of these cars are very humorous. They were either owned by all those great cowboy actors and singing actors of the golden era, or driven in some of their movies. And, some of them are pretty outlandish and kind of strange and all wonderful. And you know, that's just not something you're going to see at Pebble Beach or Villa d'Este or any of the other really big international-level concourse. Is a car for cowboy, class for cowboy cars. Another one I remember that was so much fun several years ago is he did promotional cars. So they had the Coca-Cola car and the Zippo lighter cars and the Wiener Schnitzel, the Wiener mobiles and all of that kind of stuff. You're not going to see that at Pebble Beach, I promise you. It's just something different. Lots of fun.
And you, my friend, are not only a judge at the Amelia Island Concours, but also a judge at the big one, Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. And boy, that's quite an honor in itself to be in such company. Tell us a little bit about the judges at Amelia. It seems like Bill does a wonderful job of blending in lots of really cool people and some current car designers and big wigs like General Motors' Ed Welburn, along with lots of seasoned journalists.
Well, indeed, Bob. Bill Warner and the Chief Judge Dave Schultz really do a wonderful job of assembling 105 very interesting and qualified judges for Amelia Island. And as you said, it's a variety of us. There's a lot of us that are journalists and writers and photographers and that kind of thing, book authors. Quite a few racing drivers, and you know, Sam Posey and Brian Redman and Danny Sullivan, and quite often we'll see some current guys there as drivers, as judges too, and guys and gals, I should say, and a bunch of other experts, automotive designers and executives, as you mentioned, and some of the foremost collectors and museum curators. You'll see a wide variety of automotive talent, so to speak, as judges for Amelia, and these are guys and gals that really know their stuff, love the stuff, and do a great job of winnowing the field down to a handful of winners. And I have had I've had a great time judging this show for several years now. And sometimes you get an unusual pack of guys. One time I was a team leader and my judges were Derek Bell, Johnny Rutherford, and Bobby Unser.
Wow,
now,
what a team.
Now talk about, you know, motorsports royalty. But imagine walking the field with these three guys while everybody wants an autograph and a photo and to say hello and to say, I watched you race in 1947 at wherever. And it was a bit like the proverbial herding of cats.
Absolutely.
Try to keep those three jokers in line.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're coming at you live on great radio stations all across North America, including the information station AM 800 CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan, the Motor City. And we want to welcome all of our listeners on that station as well as everybody else listening. Unlike a lot of other weekend programs, we are live, so don't be a stranger. Reach out and give us a call at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Esteemed automotive journalist, broadcaster, photographer, author, and Concord judge extraordinaire, Mr. Matt Stone is with us, and we're going to be talking about lots of things in this hour with Matt, but at the top here we're talking about the recently concluded Amelia Island Concours down here in Florida, just off Jacksonville at Amelia Island. And the 2015 event was the 20th anniversary of this celebration. And Matt, the other thing that I very much enjoy, of course, around the event at Amelia Island is the fact that auctions, it used to be just one auction, RM dominated. They were the sole auction. But now, in the last few years, we've seen a blossoming, and we've seen for 2015, I believe, four different auctions going on. So that just shows you the popularity of this event.
Well, indeed, Bob, and it's the old expression, you know, why would somebody rob a bank? Well, that's where they keep the money. So, you know, you're going to go, the auction houses want to go where the car enthusiasts gather. And, of course, have their money with them, hopefully. And it makes perfect sense. I mean, you figure that Amelia Island draws, you know, tens of thousands of automotive enthusiasts and their owners and restorers and racers and all that. Lots of great cars, and there'll be money in the room, as they say, and it seems like a perfect environment to have those collector car auctions. And you're right. Now there are four of them there, several of them really, really major events, and lots of great cars and money trading hands, and why not? You know, that's why you rob a bank. That's where the money is, and that's where the cars are.
So true, Matt. Another interesting thing that happens at not only Pebble Beach but also at the Amelia Island Concours is this interesting mix between the new cars being represented. You can take test drives at Amelia. A lot of the new cars are represented, but also lots of vehicles are sometimes shown for the first time to the public. And 1 week ago, at this very same time, your good friend, as well as mine, Henrik Fisker, was with us talking about a couple of different vehicles. The Rocket, which he first unveiled at the LA Auto Show, a customized carbon fiber variant of the 2015 Mustang. But the big news at Amelia was a one-off rendition of the Aston Martin Vanquish. And I was just reading late last night, Aston Martin has turned around and is now suing its former lead designer, Henrik Fisker.
Well, indeed. Henrik is a wonderful guy. I've known him for many, many years. As you said, formerly chief designer at Aston Martin, responsible for many great cars there in recent years. Also a former CEO of the BMW Design Works property out here in California. Among his creations there were the BMW Z8, one of the great, truly great, more recent exotic cars of BMW's creation and of all time, I think. A gorgeous, gorgeous car with an M5 V8 power. And then went on his own to do Fisker Coach Build and attempted to open his Fisker Motorworks. The car was the Karma. You may remember an electric car, beautiful, beautiful sedan. That wasn't a terribly successful venture, but he's a great designer and back at work doing freelance design, as you said, now for in concert with Galp and Autosports and also some other partners doing the Aston Martin Thunderbolt. And my God, what great looking cars are both of those.
Oh, they certainly are. And what passion he has for all the vehicles that he has designed over the years. I mean, here's a guy that really is truly one of the great designers in the world, and gotta love his portfolio of vehicles. I didn't realize he mentioned it last week here on the show that I've never seen it. Perhaps you've seen it. He actually has a personal vehicle that sounds quite intriguing. He has an Oldsmobile Toronado, an early Oldsmobile Toronado, which he made into a convertible.
I have not seen it, Bob. I've heard about it, but I have not seen it. And in a way, that doesn't surprise me that Henrik would have an early Toronado, because that is one of the great landmark automotive designs of the 1960s. Everybody remembers that as one of the first modern era front-wheel drive American cars. And, of course, its chassis architecture shared with the Cadillac Eldorado that came along a year later in 1967. But those early Tornadoes, as I call them, are beautiful, beautiful cars. All the designers just love them, and I'd be very interested to see what it looks like as a convertible.
Yeah, I'd love to get a look at that. Matt Stone is with us. He's an esteemed automotive journalist. He worked at Motor Trend, like myself, for many, many years. He's also a broadcaster, photographer, and author. And your latest book is a James Garner book, a book I haven't seen yet, but it's gotten rave reviews. It's called James Garner's Motoring Life. Tell us a little bit about Jim Garner and his passion for automobiles, as well as his racing aspirations.
Well, sure, Bob, and I will make sure to get a copy of that book into your hands very, very soon. But yeah, as a guy growing up, you know, in the 60s and early 70s, as I did, and as we both did, you know, you think of what I call the holy trinity of Hollywood car guys, and they were, of course, Steve McQueen, Paul Newman, and James Garner. And over the last 10 years, I have written the Hollywood Car Guy books, biographies about Steve McQueen and Paul Newman. And the only one that was remaining for me to get to was James Garner, and finally got that job done last year. And indeed, he was no dilettante actor racer by any stretch. James Garner, people may remember from the 1966 movie Grand Prix, where he played an American Formula One racer, and a wonderful movie. Some consider the best motorsport movie ever filmed, and I think that's a legitimate statement. And James Garner not only, you know, did the acting, but did the high-speed driving himself as character Pete Aaron, and was a very capable driver, got heavily involved in the off-road racing, raced at Baja 7 or 8 times, and a bunch of other off-road, big-name off-road races, was partner in a professional sports car racing team.
Wow.
From 1968 through 1970, and had some great street cars on his own. I mean, you know, James Garner was a serious and legitimate road racer, and a
Absolutely.
Very good one.
Hold that thought. We're going to talk lots more about James Garner straight ahead as Auto World continues after these messages. Don't go away.
I'm on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Please grab a pen and paper or type this into your phone. InvestYourself.com. For the best free financial newsletter on the planet, go to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. Hi, my name is Bob Renier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing InvestYourself.com, and I guarantee you this is the only newsletter that provides the truth, it's easy to read, and it's free. Consider this. The Feds have just ended the QE program in this country, but Japan and Europe continue to print money, and all of this affects our stock market in ways you've never seen before. I invite you to sign up at InvestYourself.com. Our absolutely free newsletter will help guide you through what's really affecting our markets instead of the nonsense you hear from the mainstream media. For over 20 years, people have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Take a moment and go over to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box, That's investyourself.com, investyourself.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thanks so much for joining us here today on Auto World. Matt Stone joins us, esteemed automotive journalist, author, broadcaster, photographer, Concours judge, an all-around great guy. We're talking all about his latest book, as well as anything else that you'd like to chime in on between Matt and myself. I think we can handle just about anything of the automotive variety if you give us a call at 855-660-4261. His latest book is called James Garner's Motoring Life, Grand Prix, the movie, Baja, the Rockford Files, and more. And I noticed, Matt, that Bob Bondurant, another very youthful, very interesting car guy, great racer, did the foreword on this book. I always get a kick when I'm around Bob Bondurant because he has the confidence, I always say, the swagger of an astronaut. It's very interesting to watch him in action.
I think that's a very, very fair statement, Bob. Bob Bondurant, one of our great American road racers of the 1960s, and, of course, most people now familiar with him as the namesake of the Bondurant Racing Schools, and was a very successful American road racer in the 1960s. I dub him as one of the guys that taught the Shelby Cobra how to drive. And he was on the team that won that 1965 FIA GT Class Road Racing International Championship with the Shelby Cobras. And not many people are familiar that that the Shelby Cobra was the first, and I believe, well, not since, because others have come along, but the very first American car to win an FIA International GT Championship. Bob Andrade, one of those great guys, and he is the one who trained James Garner in the gentle art of Grand Prix racing here at Willow Springs Raceway in the mid-1960s, prior to the filming of Grand Prix. And Bondurant was his driver coach, and so I was very honored to have Bob write the foreword for my book. And he had a lot of great and interesting things to say about Jim, and they hung out together a lot and traveled around Europe during the filming of Grand Prix, and how much fun would that have been?
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit more about James Garner as a husband, as a father, and also as a car guy. Was he into collecting vehicles? What type of vehicles did James Garner ride and drive in on the street? What was his daily driver?
I don't know that I would use the word collect cars, Bob, because not a lot of people did that.
That's
in
true.
The 1960s. But it seems that he had and drove commonly every day pretty cool cars. There were a lot of cars that went in and out of his metaphorical and actual garage, but they were Jaguars and Mustangs and, of course, Pontiac Firebirds and Trans Ams. We all remember the gold Firebirds from the Rockford Files, and Pontiac and GMC were his vehicle providers of choice for several years. So he always seemed to have a Firebird or a GMC truck handy to roll back and forth to the studio lots each day, and had great cars. He had a Ferrari one time that he famously spun out on Sunset Boulevard and knocked a couple corners off. Also, when he was a racing team owner in 1969 and 70, he had a Lola T70 race car. And one of his Lolas, full-on endurance race car with racing lights, open exhaust, and all that stuff, he drove it on the street.
Wow.
Because you could. Nobody bothered him. You know, he just
drove
a Lola T70 up and down Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood and Brentwood, California. Not something you're so likely to see today.
That is so true. Let's step back and talk a little bit more about the movie Grand Prix. I mean, today when you look back at this 1966 motion picture, it truly was a groundbreaking film. Just technically, you got to realize, for our younger listeners, this film was done before computers, before CGI, before any of the tools that filmmakers have today. And what a remarkable job the filmmakers did with this movie.
Well, indeed, Bob, the cinematography is one of and video photo editing is one of the things that make Grand Prix so special. And you are correct. There were no GoPros back then. A Panavision camera is about the size of a dishwasher. I mean, they're huge. And the fact that they mounted Panavision cameras and shot in full-color Panavision that movie, they mounted those giant cameras on swiveling and rotating remote control bases on these tiny little Grand Prix cars and drove them at top speed at some of the great courses all around Europe. And that was a huge technical achievement. The editing and photo design, most magnificent. Some of the cutaway shots and multi-screen shots, stuff that today is about as easy as clicking a mouse, was a tremendous amount of work back in the mid-60s to accomplish.
Oh, so true. And again, just gives you all the more appreciation for the folks that were involved in the making of Grand Prix, the movie. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Here's an interesting question, and it's a question pointed to you, Matt. It's a question from Peter, who is listening in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and he says he always enjoyed all of your great work at Motor Trend and Motor Trend Classic, and he wants to know where he can read you today. Where are some of the places that he can check out some of your work?
Well, hey, Peter, out there in Colorado, thank you very much for asking. That's a nice question. I have a good book of business all around the world, and some publications that you can get here. Among them, I am the North American editorial correspondent for a fine British published Porsche magazine called 911 and Porsche World. If you're into Porsches, I encourage you to check it out if you've not seen it. 911 and Porsche World. I do quite a bit of work for Mustang Monthly magazine, which is exactly what it sounds like, a monthly magazine dedicated to strictly 1974 and older Mustangs. So you can catch me in Mustang Monthly. And here and there, you know, I'll pop up in a variety of locations. You can also check out some of my stuff on my own website. And please visit. It is a non-commercial site. I don't sell anything there. I don't take your money in any way. But you can learn about the books that I've published, read my blog, and hear and see some other articles and things that I have done. And that is www.mattstonecars, all one word, just like it sounds, mattstonecars.com. Please visit, and I hope there's something there that you will enjoy. You'll see the cars that I own and have owned over the years, and a blog, and there's a section there about all my books and my bio and a bunch of photographs and other stuff. And if you're a car fool like all the rest of us, hopefully you'll find something at my own website, mattstonecars.com. I also publish about a book a year on various subjects. As Bob said, my current newest release is James Garner's Motoring Life. But there's a dozen others out there, and you can learn about those on my website and buy them from Amazon or Publisher Direct. So I'm out there if you look a little bit. And, Peter, I thank you very much for asking the question, and I hope to keep putting stuff out there that you enjoy.
One of the chapters in the James Garner book I was curious to talk to you about, and it's a book, a chapter all about off-road racing that you call Dirty Dancing. I wasn't aware that James Garner did off-road racing. Tell us about that aspect of his racing career, Matt.
Well, indeed, Bob. He was a very competent off-road racer. And I suspect that he and Paul Newman and Steve McQueen and guys like that gravitated toward off-road racing because it's an extremely macho sport. You're out there in the Mexican outback and, you know, flying through the air in these wonderful trucks and buggies and off-road vehicles. And it's just, you know, camping and Mexican beer and God knows whatever else went on between Ensenada and Baja.
That's right.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing. So.
Scratching and biting.
Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problem, constantly licking his feet. It keeps me up at night.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days.
Tons of energy. No more bad smells.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Sleep at night. Let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co.
The clean
Green and Green sale continues at Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced his Clean and Green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Esteemed automotive journalist, author, broadcaster, photographer. We're talking all about his latest book, James Garner's Motoring Life. And before that hard network break, we were talking about James' fondness for off-road racing, Baja. And as you said, Matt, going into that break, I mean, this was a real macho thing to do. And by all means, James was quite good at it. I mean, not only was he a great road racer, but he was very good at the off-road stuff as well.
Yeah, he was, Bob. And I don't remember. I want to say he raced in the Baja 500 and 1000 about 7 or 8 times. And as I recall, one time he had like a second in class or something, driving a substantially modified Oldsmobile 442 off-road racer. Yeah, that's back when they had sedans, passenger cars, racing and winning big at Baja. And he also drove a factory-backed Ford Bronco. He raced Ford F-100s. There was a Porsche-powered buggy that he raced. Had a variety of interesting and odd stuff, and that's all covered in the off-road chapter of my book. And, yeah, James Garner was a very competent off-road racer, for sure.
You got a very cool event upcoming in June. It's called the Friends of Steve McQueen Car and Motorcycle Show. Tell us a little bit about this event. And by the way, how is Steve's son, Chad, doing these days?
He's doing really well. I speak with him often, and he is quite fine and very much the car enthusiast that his father was, particularly a Porsche guy. Chad is really into Porsches and owns and drives several of them and has raced them, and a big, big Porsche guy is Chad McQueen. Friends of Steve McQueen Car Show takes place at the Boys Republic School in June in Chino, California. This is a place for wayward teens that Steve McQueen often credited for saving his life when he was a young teen and just kind of living on the streets and bouncing back and forth between step and foster parents and his mom or grandmother or somebody somewhere along the line dropped him off at Boys Republic and said maybe they can straighten him out. And they did. He went on to graduate school there, and throughout his life as a famous and successful actor, often went back, talked to the kids, visited the school, and his family and estate continue to support that school to this day. It's a wonderful, wonderful show. Raises money for the school, and it's a little bit of everything. You'll see all kinds of trucks and cars and bikes and Steve McQueen's actual cars and trucks and bikes and a variety of other stuff. Every year's show is dedicated to one of his great movies, and this year it's all about bikes. It's all about Two Wheels, dedicated to the Steve McQueen film On Any Sunday. And any motorcyclist will know this great Bruce Brown film. And if you're in California in June, come on out and check out the cars, the Friends of Steve McQueen Car and Motorcycle Show in June. It's a great fun. I'll be there all weekend and love to see you and say hello.
As Matt mentioned a little bit earlier, be sure to check out his website, mattstonecars.com, and head on over to the blog section. You can see some really cool recent articles, including one Matt did on the Horseless Carriage Club Tour, and also a very cool article about social media. And there's a picture of you and Jay Leno sitting in Jay's library. I've never had the pleasure of visiting that library. It must be quite a great thing to sit down surrounded by all that great automobilia and all of the great books that Jay has accumulated over the years.
Well, indeed. I really consider him, Bob, to be one of the world's great car guys. Now, there's no doubt that he has the money and the mobility, you know, to enjoy cars on just about any level. But he has wonderful and eclectic tastes and a large warehouse and airplane container hangar facility they call the Big Dog Garage and in Burbank, California. And I visit there often. And it's very, very private, not open to the public and not a public museum, but Jay has been very gracious to allow me to appear on his video series called Jay. You can see on his YouTube channel and website, JayLenosGarage.com. And every time I put out a new book, he usually has me over and we talk about them. And I mean, truly an enthusiast of the highest order, a terrifically nice guy, and magnificent hands-on car guy is Jay Leno, believe me.
Tell our listeners about the Horseless Carriage Club Tour, which happened just a little while back in Southern California. Tell us about this event, and just taking a look at some of the photographs, your wife Linda was actually one of the photographers on this assignment.
Yeah, no kidding. Those cell phone cameras are just everywhere, aren't they? but nonetheless, yeah, this was a lot of fun. There's a group out here called the Horseless Carriage Club of Southern California, I believe, and their primary focus is pre-World War II, and I believe any more specifically pre-1932 automobile. And they have a variety of gatherings and tours around Southern California. And every December, they gather up hundreds and hundreds of these wonderful old cars, you know, steam-powered and Model A's and Model T's and, you know, whatever, from pre-1932, and they take a big tour around Southern California. And the gathering point, the scramble point for this event has become an event on its own. And you drive out to a location where all of these hundreds of cars and hundreds of people are gathered, and for a couple bucks worth of parking, you can go in and see all of these wonderful cars staging up for their event, and it's a car show in and of itself. And if you love the early iron and some of the early iron people that drive them, many of them in period costume. And these wonderful old cars and steamers and Model A's and God knows whatever else, they all gather at this event, and it is a fabulous car show in and of itself. I go every year.
Yeah, it looks beautiful, and by the looks of some of the celebrities in attendance, you've got some great pictures up of Jay Leno and Bruce Meyer, the hot rod guy himself, and you even met the gentleman from the Velocity TV show, Wheeler Dealers. He looks like an interesting guy.
Yeah, that was a great treat. I don't know how many of you out there watch the show Wheeler Dealers, but two very, very charming Brits, Michael Brewer and Ed China, are real automotive celebrities and very, very fine and fun gentlemen to talk to. And they were out walking around. They kind of heard about the event last minute. They were here on a working holiday in America and producing shows here in Southern California for their Wheeler Dealer broadcast. And Ed and Mike were out walking around and signing autographs and posing for pictures and telling stories, and it was a lot of fun to meet those guys.
And another story that I really got a kick out of on your blog in recent times is the story of your friend Ellen and her love of Porsches.
Yeah, no kidding. That's one thing about that's fun about doing a blog is that the topics are whatever you want them to be. I'm not limited by any particular limitations that a certain magazine or a certain publication might have. And yeah, this is a great story. My friend Ellen, who lives in Hawaii, is a serious car girl and has herself a lovely 2006 911. But yeah, the story was kind of funny. She has a co-worker, a young woman in her early 20s, whose car was starting to look like a cross between her bedroom and a dumpster. And Ellen said, you know, we need to just get you organized here, girl. So the two of them, and I only wish I could have been there to help, take pictures, and cajole. And the two of them decided one day they were going to just take her car apart, not literally, but take all the junk and clothes and high heel shoes and pantyhose and God knows whatever else was stacked up inside her little Mazda 3 and detail her car. And just said had to help her get this girl organized. And they did. And I can just imagine these two women sitting out in the parking lot detailing this car and trash bags full of junk and stuff and clothes and makeup and God knows whatever else. They found books. They found money. They found clothes she forgot she had. I mean, you know, it was just what an adventure, these two women detailing out this little Mazda, and I wish I'd have been there to watch.
Absolutely. Matt, we got to get you back on a much more regular basis. Everybody check out the James Garner book and mattstonecars.com. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Anytime, buddy. We'll do it again. Thank you all. Take care, everyone.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World on Bob Long.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite. I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.